Lift your voice to heaven, appreciate the King of Glory. Worship the I am that I am. As a youth, let your voice roar like a thunder. As a youth, let your voice echoes than this mic that hold my hand. Let your voice cover the whole building here. Let them know that the youth in the environment. Glorify his holy name, worship him. Worship him with all your strength, worship with all your mind. Give glory to the only one that deserves glory. Give honor for the son that deserves honor. Lift your voice to heaven, appreciate the I am that I am. Our Lord, our Father, our God. The King of glory. Go ahead, go ahead. Praise him, praise him. You keep your life today because God loves you. Because there's something that's special about your life that's very important to God use in the future. That many are dying, many are passed away. To be alive today is not by your doing, it's by the grace of God. I appreciate him. Say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you to preserve my life. I thank you to be alive, to witness a day like this. That day, I thank you. My Lord, my Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Lord, I thank you. I appreciate your name. I thank because I belong to you. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Please, appreciate him. Appreciate him, appreciate him. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. In the Bible to all the youth. The youths need to put the heart of their mind. Say Psalm 34 verse 6. God spoke to the youth. He said, this poor man cried. Because every youth, you are poor. Even if your father is rich, your mother is rich, there are no riches that follow from your mother's womb. Whatever you claim that you are using as riches, you inherit it from your father's hand. Until you work for yourself before I can say this is my own property. God called the youth a poor man or a poor girl. He said, this poor man cry and the Lord hear him. People of God, God hear the cry of the youth. That amen will be like adult. Do you know why the youth prayer answer before adult? I'll come today, you know many things that hinder the youth prayer. Every youth, you are special in the eyes of Jesus. That's why it's good for youth to keep themselves from sin. God expects you to be a virgin man and virgin girl. It's very important for youth so that your prayer will be answered. From the day you define yourself, your prayer answer will fall from you. As a youth, you must live a decent life. Because you are special in the hands of Jesus. From Genesis to Revelation, if it's people God use in old age, they don't have power than people God use where they are youth. Elijah is a youth when he meets with God. Elisha is a youth when he meets Elisha. Abraham is a youth. Tell me the one. Abraham is an old man, adult. Where God, where he meet God? Tell me, how many men or young or old that Adam say, arise and walk or receive healing or somebody die, he bring the person back to life. Can you point one to me? Not one.
Where Abraham command fire to fall, and fire obey.
Because they already have contact with a woman. The power of the Lord is already divine in life of Abraham. But a person like Elijah, no lady, is a single. He controlled the heaven like he may control that control the TV. He locked the heaven and put the key for his own pocket. A youth like you. Before Deborah meet a man that married to her, he had do the work of Jehovah. By the time the man meet and married to her, the man had no choice. It will give honor to who? To Deborah. That's why Star only hear the voice of Deborah. If any power to trouble her, Star will go before Deborah and destroy that power. When the witchcraft gather against her, Star will destroy them and with them. I pray for the youth in the house today. Enemy of your future shall be wasted. The power that is repeating the error of your parent, the power will bury today. He said, this poor man cry, and the Lord hear him, and save him out of all in troubles. That's you here in this house today, you will not know trouble again. Amen. Lift your voice and say, My Father, save me from every trouble of my family. In my father's family, in my mother's family, in the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead and say, Father, save me from every trouble, physical trouble, spiritual trouble, mental trouble, financial trouble, academic trouble, mental trouble, that from my life to my future. Jesus, today I'm here. Save me and deliver me from them all. Go ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. I expect you to pray this prayer like a man from no business. A man that knows why he's here. This prayer you pray like another man. I prayed the same prayer years ago. In a meeting like this in Dunamis. They used to invite me for every year. He made sure it started. I will draw. I hope program for many youths in that church. But if not yet, I hope program I pray. I pray the prayer you are praying now. And the prayer that happened like tomorrow will not end. And we share grace. On the way going, all these 419, they meet one of my people that attend that program that year. Bring that, say, argue with them. And suddenly, use a hand to hit the lady so that will be quiet. When she did, suddenly, the hand of that young man withered. Where the power enter your life, your body will touch electric deliverance to people that touch you. Please, praise God very well. That's why the man of God, that church, like to call me every year. But because of this church, I say no longer to welcome invitation anymore. So, you that gather here today, the youth in your compound will have you tomorrow. Yeah. The youth of your schoolmates or your roommates, tomorrow they will look unto you. Yeah. Say, My Father, deliver me from every trouble ahead of my life. No unknowingly. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray that prayer. Pray it very well. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to feel that here that believe that after today's prayer, if you cry, God will hear you. That say two cry, people cry. Or out of the two, that's one that's very important. That's a cry of water. That's a cry of voice. The cry of water is a cry of sorrow. Some people that cry, you see water rush from their eyes. God is not interested in that one. But that's a cry, you open your mouth to speak something. That will change your story. Now, somebody here today, all the cry I want to cry here today, I tell you before God,
God will answer your prayer.
Yes.
Say, my Father,
hear all my cry
today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead and tell Father. Father, hear all my cry. All the cry I say here today, it shall not be vain. Go ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Last on the list, we'll turn this one to general request of your life. This same prayer. The cry of marriage. It can be a cry of education. It can be a cry of health. It can be a cry of helpers. How many of you need helpers? Before the end of this year, God will embarrass many helpers. It can be a cry of move forward. So I don't know the area that you need cry today. So while I read that prayer point, you write it to every area of your life. That you need God to intervene. You need God to do something new. Say, my Father,
hear all my cry today.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead now. Measure them one after another to Jesus. I don't know the area you need God cry. You need an area you want to touch your cry. I don't know if you know yourself. Go know better than you think you are. Go ahead and tell him. Please go ahead, tell him. Tell him, as a youth, that's something you need. That's something I cry for every day. The day has come for you to get your answer. Don't let your mouth to be shut down. Don't let your mouth to be silent. Lift your voice higher. In Jesus' name, you are worshiped. As a youth, learn how to humble yourself before God. Let's go and worship Him. You are worthy, oh Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy
to be glorified.
You are worthy,
Jesus.
You are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified.
Hallelujah, you are worthy.
Youth, open your mouth and worship God.
You are worthy, you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jesus, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy to be glorified.
any youth. Before a youth can be a youth, you promote from baby to youth. And where there's no youth, there's no adult. Now, these three things is the destiny of every mankind. Baby represents the past, youth represents the present, and adult represents the tomorrow. Daddy, your tomorrow, they are here. Without them, there's no future. And I pray today, you will not use your body to destroy your tomorrow. Yeah. And I pray today, you will not use your mouth to kill your tomorrow. Yeah. I pray today, you will not use your hand to put your tomorrow inside bondage. Yeah. I pray today, you will not use your leg to destroy tomorrow and scatter your tomorrow. Yeah. Because of today, your tomorrow shall be repaired. Yeah. Your future shall be alright. Yeah. It shall well with you. Because you are youth that want to go along with God. Jesus only go with you. Amen. You will never in your life be useless. Amen. Your life shall be upon a blessing. Amen. You shall be a light of tomorrow. Amen. After today, who calls you because? Amen. You shall be blessed. Amen. Your life shall be a miracle for your family. Amen. You will be a generation of blessing to your home. Amen. Your tomorrow will not miss it. Amen. Will not miss your destiny. Amen. Will not miss your tomorrow. Amen. So shall it be. In Jesus' name, we pray. Yes, let the youth shout a better hallelujah. Hallelujah. As a youth, stand like a soldier and leave pay a prophet to five people and prophet to someone. Say, you, my friend, your problem shall turn to promotion. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and tell five people in the house. Amen. 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 Look, another five people that carry power of God. Say, my friend. Every embarrassment in your life, it shall turn to double honor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead, go ahead. Say, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of their faces. Down here, yes. Say, my friend, whether I like it or not, in my future, my laughter shall be better than your own. In the mighty name of Jesus, go ahead and tell five people. Tell five people in the house. My laughter, it shall be better than your own. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. That's it. Amen. As a youth, be like a youth and be a noisy to the whole house. That's right. Alright. Sit down. You know, youth carry energy. That energy will not die. I want to thank God for those who organize this program. God come to build them. And Jesus Christ helped them to organize their life for good. This is the first time, and I believe shall not stop here. Amen. We will continue in Jesus' name. Amen. If you listen to the announcement today, I beg you, please. This one, you just say, you are welcome to gate of heaven. The next one, you know that you are in the right place. But today, to just to shake ourselves, to know ourselves. So I will not go too far today. But by the grace of God, don't miss the next meeting. All the meeting of the youth of this year, especially the one that stay foundation. Any youth that miss foundation, you don't miss your future. Where there's no foundation, there's no glory. So youth, I beg you, don't miss that one. That's something you don't know, that they open your eyes to know it. And then the last one, I hear again for their announcement, the one they call how to choose your future partner. That area he has turned many youth today into sandpaper and dust. Some youth, God organized their life to grow as eagle. Today they are chicken. They are eating under the ground. As many God turned to lion, but today they are rat. They are stealing food in somebody's kitchen because they miss their future partner. And I pray to you, you will not miss your future partner in Jesus' name. Because of time, go through to the point. So our today topic or theme, we can call it very long, but it's one word. Let's see, the youth life and my life as a single. So it's the same word. As a single, there's a life good for you to live. As life, there's something important for you to follow, so that you will not miss your tomorrow. I pray again that as the youth, your life shall not scatter.
Amen.
Am I praying, Father? I say your life will not scatter.
Amen.
Youth, please, I love noise. If you want to continue this program, let your voice roll like an echo of thunder. If I answer little by little, I'll drop the mic. I'll go back to my house. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are coming up little by little. Now, what does it mean for you not to use your hand to destroy your life? There are some things that is good for you to know, so that you use your own hand to protect your life by yourself. Your parents, they are driver that drive to this world. They will do a little. The remaining of your life, it depends by you. I repeat, your parents, they are the vehicle that drive to this world. They have a little to do in your life. The meaning that will make your life to become what it to be is from you. Some say, well, because I know her father, I know her mother, or I came from poor home. That is why I'm like this. Oh, you mistake. Or my father died early, and my father people take all of my father property. So because of that, that is why I miss it. No. You are wrong. We are completely wrong. I know some people that they don't have father and mother. And today, they are governor of one of the states in this nation. No father, no mother. I know some people that brought from rich family. Their father is very rich. Their mother is very rich. But today, they are commander of high assassin. They are one of armed robbers that carry gun every night. Their father is very rich. Their mother is very rich. Why? Because he refused to make himself to be what God wants life to be. So as a youth life, and your life as a single, for your life to become and be the collection of God's instruments, you need to live a careful life. How can you do that? Please, a youth that can live properly. Help me to read Proverbs chapter 3, verse 29. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 29. Quickly. Let me jam hand together for youth. That sister, you are not built like a youth. What happened now? You are sure example of youth. As a youth, you must be strong 24 hours. More anything you are doing must be faster than anybody around you. In the journey of who will be the first and to take the throne of glory. Youth. 7. Adult, 7. Little baby, 7. And referee stand one side. At your mark, set, go. Before it happen, baby still they try to crawl on the ground. Try to take over. And the adult, as they running, you want to pull force. Suddenly, he says, excuse me. That's what I say, my lap is paining me. Before the baby whistle, the youth is already there. I pray for youth here. God will give you energy to get everything the enemy has taken from you in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Please read again. Proverbs 3,
verse 29.
Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee.
As a youth, that's something you need to avoid. That's something adult is practice. Other people are doing. But you, refuse to do it. As a youth, it doesn't matter how they'll bribe you. It doesn't matter what you want to gain from it. It doesn't matter the benefits from it. Don't ever in your life to join together someone to lie against someone. Your neighbor can be your schoolmate. Your neighbor can be someone, a little guy in the same compound. Your neighbor can be your friend. Your neighbor can be the same person worshiping the same church. So because of they want to set trap against the fellow, and they know if it be a weakness, what they want to do, they'll fulfill it. And they call your attention. You say, it is true, you are there. In fact, even the church you swear can swear. As a youth, if you do that, you already use your hand to lay your glory by yourself. You already use your hand to place a curse that will make your life to be a slave for your mate tomorrow. I pray for everything here today. Tomorrow, you will not be a messenger to your mate in Jesus' name. Amen. 2. Proverbs chapter 5. Verse 3. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 3.
For the lips of a strange woman.
All right. Give them the mic now. You don't learn lesson. Somebody say, I will learn from my past. So that I will not repeat the mistake again. Say, I will learn from my past. So that I will not do mistake again. Clap for that youth again. That's right. Why I need to learn from the past, I'm coming later. There's one chapter in the Bible. I need to say, the thing of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Many of you don't understand that verse very well. Represent your past, your present, and your future. I'm coming later. Oh yeah, let's go. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 3.
Proverbs 5, 3. Mm-hmm. For the lips of an adulteress drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil.
Move to verse 8.
Verse 8. Keep to a path far from her. Do not go near the door of her house.
Sit down and God bless you for a little time. But God bless you forever. But just sit down for a little time. It's a warning for every youth that want to be like Joseph tomorrow. As a youth, that's some challenge will come across of you. That's a youth, that's some challenge you will face tomorrow. That's a youth, that's a trial will come across of you. That's a youth, that's some trouble, that's a battle. That's a trial of life. That's many things that you face in life. But if you stand, you will not do this thing that I mentioned today. No matter what you go through in life, you shall end it with a new song. For example, it's a warning for youth. That if you know as a youth, you know how to do with marriage, don't ever mistake to go and sleep with somebody's wife. Don't ever mistake to go and take your friend's wife. Don't ever mistake to go and take your neighbor or anyone that is not your own. Don't near there. Or as a youth, where you never wed, don't ever practice fornication and adultery. But if I jump to your mid now, pa! Now, how many of you here? That's why a virgin lady. I think if you check, go tell you one. If I jump to you, how many of you here as a boy, as a virgin boy? They're going to think, am I say a virgin boy? I think that's a time in school. Happy? Youth, you have life to guide. If you want God to be your guardian. The Bible says in Psalm 12, verse 1, it says, you that dwell in a secret place most high. It's not for those that commit adultery and fornication. If you are committing for your adultery, that verse 1 cannot be your portion. Because deadliness and neatness can never work together. The reason why many youth life waste, die before their time, and they struggle without no result, and their work without no profit, they use their youth to mess up their life. There are some youth that follow big men. because they want to be like their friend. That's you that follow sugar daddy, that they want to be like their friend. That's a youth that joins some nonsense society, lesbianism, gay. That's some youth today. If I say, yeah, everybody pull off your cloth now, some people will see some cartoon in their body. All those things you got fed God glory that God wants to give to your future. They will draw cartoon here, or back, or neck, or their lamp. You see them, they are, what they see in the TV, they are now trying to copy it for their body. Anything that's not in the Bible that you see people are doing, don't try it. It's a curse. All those ladies in the TV, footballers, they are drawing cartoon in their body, they belong to one club to another satanic club. And that thing is the access for what they are looking for. And they must have that mark in their body. So that they are to become great, to be a great, the best scorer, or to be a great defender, or the best keeper. If people that are acting film, so that a star will shine, but their end is terrible. Their end is very bad. Their end is very evil. Their end is very sorrowful. But men of you that are anointed, who lack knowledge, who lack wisdom, you will not follow them. You too go home and go and someone and do the same thing to your body. If there's anybody here do that mistake, by the time you display, that mark will disappear in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. As a youth, your life may be exactly the life of Joseph. For example, if you look at Genesis 37, we start from verse 1 to 10. We say God revealed to Joseph what the future will be. Joseph is seen in present life where God showed him in future. But no longer in the past, because it's out of, he already promoted from baby to be what? A youth. At age of 70 years, God showed him in future. But today, because of many secret sin, many secret dream, many secret evil, youth, they no longer dream heaven dream again. What they dream, one black man sleep with them. What they dream, one black lady sleep with the lady. What they dream, want to knock them down. What they dream, somebody shoot them in the dream. What they dream, terrible bad dream. Because why? The glory of God is no longer in their dream. Because why? They offend God, and God don't bring glory for their life. So in the day of Joseph, he never see him witness any fake report against someone. He never see him defend a bad report against someone. He never see him keep malice against someone. He never see him lie against someone. He never see to see the table of worldly people. Bible says you are in the world, but don't practice things of the world. Even the world. See, don't do what world is doing. Today you see youth sit in hotel, drink alcohol. Governor of tomorrow. President of tomorrow. A great man of God of tomorrow. A light of tomorrow. You are now using your hand to divide the angel that want to make that to come to pass, to far from him. Now, something that you need to avoid if you want to make your life to become better for your future. It doesn't matter the talent or the knowledge or the gifts God gives to you. But if you don't avoid some things, all will be waste. Joseph, you never see him to be walking with friends with unbelievers. But today, see many youth. Many of their friends, they are unbeliever friends. So, well, it doesn't matter. God see my heart. Oh, what are you talking about? David is a man after God's heart. But they say David, there's a day in his life. You want to be house for God? God said no. Because your hand full with blood, you cannot raise house for me. Get out. Let your son do it. If your heart is truly is good, you will condemn some friend you choose to be your friends. I don't tell my children. I say choose your friend. Don't let your friend choose you. Because your friend choose you, they will mislead you and destroy your future. But if you choose your friend, you choose people that will help you to know God, that will help you to far from evil, that will help you to far from anything that worldly that will affect your relationship between you and God. Look at Joseph. a young boy with a bright future. Immediately God showed to him, boy, this is what tomorrow will be. Immediately after that day, trouble started in Joseph's life. Before that day, Joseph and brother, they're living a good life. There's no problem. They love him. They know that his father loves him. They all love him. Nobody has a problem with him. But the day she tell his father that, daddy, God said, this is my senior brother. They will bow to me. From that, the hatred started. The reason why you are facing what you are facing today, because God knows your tomorrow will be all right. Satan knows there will be a champion of tomorrow. Now, what we use one thing and another so that to divide that thing, not to come to pass in somebody's life. I pray again, the power that know your future, that want to rubbish it so that will not come to pass, in the name of Jesus Christ, it shall be wasted by fire. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You can see Joseph. Psalm 37, Genesis 37, Genesis 38. After the group against him, Genesis 37, Genesis 38, they sent out as a slave. Despite this, he no allow anything to push him away for God's agenda that God had for him. He planned his life according to the plan of God. That I'm Joseph, no matter what happened to me, no father, no mother, no uncle, no brother, my own brother betrayed me and sent me out. Who claimed to be a born again? Who claimed to come from the house of man of God? Who claimed to be a son of prophet? And they do this to me. Because of that, you too are backslide. No. Not because somebody attitude to make you to offend your God. I have got one pastor, still church member. I know you can't buy book again. You are on your own. The Bible says, I will reward you according to the work of your own hand. He didn't say, I will reward you according to the work of the hand of brother B or brother C. No. The pastor let him light in hellfire. That's the whole problem. But you try to close to God, madam, you will never think. And know him more than anyone and continue to stand as God wanted to be. Joseph continued to stand as a good agenda for his life. When he said as a slave, suddenly, in Genesis 37, he finds himself in a house of life waster. He finds himself in a house of destiny killer. He finds himself in a house of future disaster and future cage or future barrier that will bury in future. As many youth, their future already buried. By the time they go to know the future, their life will be empty. I pray again, the power I want to bury a future before you meet your future, that power will not see tomorrow morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God for the decision of Joseph. I don't allow anything to deceive him. But today, see many youth in a time of trouble, where things dry, things tight, things rough. They'll divide from God's way. They'll go and join criminal. So we call nobody to help them. That's why they are do arm robber. Why are you stealing? Why you know for him to steal better for you go and join conductor? When they are standing here today by grace of God, many, many years ago, we made our father late, but to start in our father's house. No one to help one another because all of us are just senior shoulder with a little age. No one can help anyone. I do conductor. The only thing I know do in my life, I know stay, I know key, I know the mother, I know the 419. But every other work that will make me to be happy, I do them. I do conductor. I do driver work because from age of 7 years, I learned how to drive through my father's vehicle. That time, very small vehicle like that. That they just packed the vehicle. I didn't see you to go and do that too. Because the grace will cover me because it no cover you. I jump inside the vehicle. That's how nobody teach me how to drive. That's how I know how to drive from that years. And then, when I grew up, things tough, things bad. From conductor, when I just tell the driver, I said, I'll be driver. He said, no, nobody drive alone. Very good. That's okay. So one day, I monitor him. That day, when I had to go and eat food, I leave the key in the mouth of the starting. I look, nobody dead there. Vroom. After the vehicle, I drive, go to our house. Say, who teach me? I say, I'm 7 years. Why I use my father's vehicle to learn how to drive. I was the first person in my father's house who knew how to drive. But suddenly, things tough, things bad, things turn upside down. Mother is very poor. There are poor people who use my mother to say, God, I tell that I better than this woman. What? That was not my business. My business is to change my mother's story. There's somebody here, I pray. Through you, God will put smile on your mother's face.
Amen.
Through you, God will put smile on your father's face.
Amen.
Through you, your family members shall be proud of you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please, as a youth, that's something I have to beg you to learn. Don't build your confidence in somebody's property. Don't build your confidence in somebody's wealth. What you have is your own. What you don't have, work hard to have it. That's what nobody can take from you. So, I joined driver work. Everything comes off. Anybody want to give me vehicle, you say blah, 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 blah. I should go and call my father, my mother, because that time I had age in me, but I'm very short in the ground. I'm very short. Praise the Lord. I'm very, very short. If you see me that time, you say, this small boy. But I just small boy in face. My age, you don't go. Praise the Lord. So I'm very short. So anybody want to give vehicle, this short boy? No, it's a small boy. I said, go and call your father and your mother. And my mother don't want to be a driver because I'm a son of a king. King indeed. The only king I know is Jesus Christ. But because my father is a king, and die, and nothing he lived before he died. So they see that name to look at me that it's not good as a prince to go and be a driver of someone else. I said, that was my business. So nobody agreed to give me back again. From there, I joined to be a houseboy. One of my brothers in Lorne, when he discovered, he's very angry. I said, brother, I better mind your business. I'm fighting for my future. He said, how can your brother go and do houseboy? You will not agree. I said, if you don't agree with me, I'm already agree for it. Because I know what I plan. You sit down and plan your life. Don't let somebody to plan your life for you. It doesn't matter how rough it may be. It doesn't matter how bitterness it may be. It doesn't matter how off and on it may be. It doesn't matter where you find yourself. It doesn't matter the special condition. Plan your life. If you plan your life and you go according to where you plan, God will be there for you. I plan and say, I will never do this. I will never do that in my life. I will not fornicate. I will not commit adultery. And I will not see somebody's wife. I will not do that until I get married. Yes! I have many girlfriends around me. Many girlfriends. Do you know I have girlfriends? I'll tell you later. But no one can say I touch them. But people that I don't know, especially my brother, might say, Morpheo, womanizer, blah, 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 bad boy. They can call you a name, but you try to change your name. What somebody call you, have nothing to do than what you call yourself. Are you with me? They say a lot of things. Because I see him in the circle of many ladies. That I never know God anyway. I am unbeliever. I am a Muslim. But no lady among all ladies that are following me can swear that I touch them. Not one. Now, only my mother that I know and myself. And my senior brother. Nobody know. Nobody. Now, after I graduated from my brother, is talking. So I said, okay, well, my brother, I retired from houseboy. And then I join music. And I be a local champion in my village. Praise the name of the Lord. And that somebody will be international champion.
Amen.
That amen is very low.
Amen.
So I do that. And then I gather some boys. And they join me. Area boys. Listen and notice something here. Area boys, they follow me. Those people, they smoke Igbo. They smoke cigarettes, they drink very hot drinking and live anyhow life. But me, I don't follow their pattern. Sometimes I commanded to go and beat somebody for me, but you know what, since I go there. Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes if it's fine, I find myself there, while I sit down tough, I find one way or another, I escape. By the time police arrest, I say, do you meet me there? They say, no, say, I don't know what you mean to go and fight person. Praise the name of the Lord. Why am I telling you this? Because I play music, so you need a lady to be dancing in your front. You need a lady to be dancing so that they will spray you money. So that's why I have me, even though my junior sister, I gather them together to be dancing for me. Praise the Lord. But not one, I repeat, not one I touch. Because why? I have future to possess. I need to drink and the smoke. Until one day, out of a mistake that affecting many of you today, someone will go say, we see why this. You teach why do this. You say, eh? What do you mean? Because that I must do it. You don't use your hand to finish yourself. For the first time for me to taste alcohol, now somebody pushed me to do that. In a party, he went for one occasion of one burial. I don't play my music after I finish. So I sit down to rest before I go home. So one of my opposition musicians come and say, he say, I call myself a musician, a man, but I cannot test alcohol. I say, no, I can't test it. He say, no. He say, undo that, I'm not complete. If you do true, I'm a man. I'm pure, I know she's too true. I'm complete. I should test it. Whether I will go home today. I said, whether I will go home today. I'll finish it and I'll go home. And that time, they call that in talks. How many of you know talks? Oh, may God forgive all of you in Jesus' name. You know, go know it in Jesus' name. Correct. So, talks. So, job like a. Okay, how many of you know 3-3? How many of you know 3-3? Oh, this is my son, don't jump before. I think don't repent now in Jesus' name. So, it'll be like 3-3, but that I know 3-3 is the first thing that produce as an alcoholic. I say, today, I'll finish it. You say, Koya, I'm truthful. I don't say, I'm doing myself. Please be careful. Somebody will tell us, okay. If you know it's too true, we're printing again. Prove yourself to this boy. Prove yourself and say, I'll do that. Or you know to Pharaoh is at work. So that we can seek in the Red Sea. Or if you're wise, you join the queue of Moses. So that you pass the Red Sea and enter Canaan land. I take the first one. Brrr. So do you see? The second one. Brrr. So say I drink it. Yes. From there, I don't know why I take it. I started asking everybody, saying, Where the road? Now, there I sit to daybreak. After that, I started drinking. You know, my uncle was the people they drink before. Both pan wine, I'll drink and we talk, I'll finish it. So, but one day, one little boy, my father, has changed me. Your Moses that will change you to Joshua, before the end of this year, he shall locate your Jesse. In the mighty name of Jesus. Why am I telling you this? I'm a showing example that will make your future to be bright. Joseph refused on Genesis 39. Enemy don't try Joseph every angle. Despite his brother betray him. Despite they frustrate him and push him away. Cite the Bible. There's no place insulting his inner brother. If you quote me wrong, let's go and search the Bible now. Go home and search Genesis 37, 38, 39. 40, 41, 42, 43, to 44, to 49. If there's any place, Joseph insulting brother. Joseph abusing brother. Joseph cursing brothers. But today, many of you, because someone did something to you, the next thing you will curse, no. Bible says, a strong word is not good to enter for the mouth of youth. Let your word be a word of what? Blessing. Praise the Lord. That's when you do tell about a useless person, wanker, you are mad, you are a sinner. Bible says, don't say wanker to your neighbor. So do that, already commit sin. Today, sometimes you see, they're just joking. You are cursing someone. I remember, Bible says, Galatians 6:7, whatever you sow, that's what you reap. That cover cause the person come back to you. Don't do that. The sin to affect your just now and tomorrow. I pray, may God turn your mouth to mouth of revival in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us see what happened to the day of Joseph as a youth. Daughter, Genesis 39, verse 7 to 9. Genesis 39, verse 7 to 9.
Genesis 39, from verse 7 to 9.
Oh, yes.
And after a while, his master's wife took notice of Joseph and said, come to bed with me. Mm-hmm. But he refused. With me in charge, he told her.
Hold on there. Come to bed with me. That's the path of Joseph. Where do you find that one? Hebrews 13 verse 8. I say, come back to that one. Go there first. Hebrews 13 verse 8. Look, anybody that tells you have no past life, that person deceiving you. Where there's no past, there's no present. Where there's no present, there's no future. Please, use your past to repair your present. Use your present to fight for your future, so that your life will give you a good news. May God help you in Jesus' name. Hebrews 13 verse 8, yes?
Hebrews 13 verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and
that's
today
it.
And forever.
Don't rush. Three figures in one circle. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The yesterday of Joseph, that day enemy came like a flood. And the Bible says in Isaiah 59 verse 19, the enemy come like a flood. The spirit of the living creature do what? He shall raise standard against them. But if he meets you in the rubbish, for him to raise standard against them, you go put thunder on your body. God hates sin. Especially youth. It is good for you to live a decent life. It's not about batter and shatter and shaking hands, shaking legs, good deliverance for deliverance. That will determine your future. What determines your future? Where you discipline your life. Discipline is a key for every youth to be great in life. Say, I'll be great.
I'll be great.
Say with the bully anger. Say with the anger. But that condition that follow it. Discipline. You know, being able to discipline you is a choice. Sometimes somebody can discipline you. You see the person is wicked in you. You now hate the person. You now turn the person to your enemy. The best thing for every you that want to be great in life, learn how to discipline yourself. In every area of your life. Discipline the body, discipline of mouth, and discipline of stomach. Some of you talk anyhow. They don't have secrets. If you tell them anything, everybody must hear it. And them too, they don't have secret of themselves. They reveal their problem to witch and wizard. Anybody they see, they must tell them what they are going through. Another one again of youth, they hit anyhow. Anywhere they see smoke, they don't say food is there. They must branch there and eat. Some don't heed the destiny of their life and the future of their tomorrow. They eat anyhow. They say, God is on my side. He says you love your neighbor, you love yourself. Eat anyhow. No, you are a dead person. Please, as a youth, remove yourself from fornication and adultery, what I call immorality. Let it far from you. If you can do that, these three things. Morality, your mouth, and food. If this thing can out of your life, you will succeed in life. You will succeed in life. The problem of many youth that end as adult, as a beggar, as a slave, as a messenger, they refuse to discipline themselves from that three-letter O. Stomach, morality, and your mouth. So if you refuse and tell the whole truth, your life, you will be bitter to yourself tomorrow. When you will see yourself, you want to kill yourself. And the many ignorant youth, they are blaming their father and their mother. Answer is no. They are just a driver that brought you to this world. The other thing to become something in life is between you and God. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter your background. What matters, it is God and you. Oh, my father didn't know anybody. Say, I'm poor man. I'm from poor home. They know my father in the village alone. But today, they know me all over the nation. They know me in other country. They know me in other states. Look, my father made me to be. My father knew me as a pastor. My father didn't say, don't say that Lord, I want to go be a pastor. No. He trained me as a Muslim. But Jesus Christ changed me, and then I follow the pattern, and I make myself just try to what? To use. That some people just try to use them. They run away from the use of Christ for their life. And Satan used them, and they push them, and drop them. Youth! You have life to fight so that your life will be bright for you. Don't just live life because people are living life. Make up your mind to better than everybody. It is. You don't want Jesus to destroy in yesterday so that it will affect you tomorrow. Sometimes you see some youths go in the street, chewing gum. Youth. What are you doing? You are cursing yourself. What you concern? You see some youth, I don't know. Some youth, if they dress like this, you see them outside. No difference between them and dog. One breast in Kano, another breast in Chokoto, and that's everything good outside. How can youth go to a occasion or church? You are sitting there, you are using Akashi to recover your lamp. What are you doing? Are you alright? That's the cause. Anything that will make you to see you are not comfortable, something wrong with you. You, I'll teach you something today. You don't even know get me tomorrow, but I don't tell you the truth. And that's true now. Shout hallelujah. Good. But there's something you just overlook. It can be a problem for you tomorrow. Praise the name of the Lord. It can be a problem for you tomorrow. So I beg you as a youth, you must do what is right in all your life. In anything you do, when you want to do it, the place you are, the place you live, always make yourself a disciplined human being. Well, they can call you a different name. Mumu. JJC. Fool. Don't worry. Time is coming. There will be the messenger to you. That email is too low. I beg you because of Jesus. Discipline yourself. Daughter, continue.
And after a while, his master's wife took notice of him and said, "Come to bed with me." But he refused. "With me in charge," he told her, "my master does not concern himself with anything in the house. Everything he owes, he has entrusted to my care. No one is greater in this house than I am."
Hold on there. There are some you don't spend there today with the ignorance of rough life, of dirty life. Some youth, when you hear money, the woman tell Joseph, say, "I will give you everything. I'm a child of my husband's wealth. Whatever you ask for, the one who asks for, I will give it to you." That's some youth, their eyes don't see money. When I say, "I talk about money," they say, "But I think I only want to. After this one, you go to another one again." They say, okay. Unknown to that fellow, whether a man or a girl, the day you do that, from that the glory of your tomorrow, it departs. What God written concerns you, he remove. You need to suffer for another good 50 years, if you are alive to receive that 50 years, for it to recover back. If you come born again, get to cry and change. I say you meet a man of God that carry grace. There's a difference between anointing and grace. A man of God can carry anointing. If you don't carry grace, he cannot help you. Praise the Lord. Anointing cannot make you to recover your mistake of your past. But grace can make you to recover everything you lost in life. I pray for one youth here. Mistake of yesterday that is waiting for you today. That will lay your tomorrow to become useless. As a God liver and spirit liver, in the name of Jesus Christ, you shall recover all. In the mighty name of Jesus. Finish it, please.
"No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?"
You hear that? Sit down. The first thing that is a key to every youth, fear of God. Fear of God is not, "I come to the church, I join choir, I join pastor unit, I want to be a pastor, or I go pastor school, pastor training, or I belong to usher." Fear of God is not, "I come to the church in the morning, I sweep the church, I clean the house here." If they say shout hallelujah, you're hallelujah, and you're about to remove the roof. That was not the fear of God. Fear of God, can I tell you simple? Fear of God, somebody that deny anything but in secret. Where there's nobody there with you, between that person, you say, no, I cannot. If I'll die, let me die. If I'll let me, so I will not do that. That's a fear of God. Not somebody that is open now. Somebody comes say, come. You see everybody there, you're looking at him. And come and kiss me. Say, ah, no, I will not do that. God forbid. I rebuke you. I reject it. Let it be one in one, whether you go reject it. No, no, be open, confess. A secret confess. That's a fear of God. It's between Joseph and that woman. And today, see many youth, they own up somebody's wife or somebody's husband. Between them and young boy, young girl, they call girlfriend. It's a sin for a youth to say, I have boyfriend, I have girlfriend. It's a sin. Today, it's a common language for many youth. Sometimes I see them, I just share grace in the church. Baby, where can I meet you now? It's not fear the grace in the church. Oh. No more fear of God anymore. I don't be in the church one day, a lady invites a boyfriend to the church. And then when I say come and read the Bible, he merely incites his boyfriend. He says for him to walk normal, he changes how he's walking. And she knocks for grandpa. What are you trying to do? In the God house? What concerns God and your boyfriend and your girlfriend? It's a sin. What God recognizes for every youth, it is your future partner. Because your partner, you will not have anything to do together as a sex. No. I know some youth, out of ignorance of education, they turn sex to love. Yes or no? How many of you that believe this? Anybody that loves you, that gives you a body? How many of you that believe that sex is a love? How many of you that believe it? You don't deny me here. Don't deny me here. Let me tell you the truth before God and mine. Sex is not love. Sex is a covenant. It's something that I did before you born. Not somebody tell you before you know it. It's in the spirit, it's in the body. That God is already commanded in the body of every human being. Are you with me now? Love, it represents a sacrifice. Love represents to deny what is not good and to celebrate what is right. Any man, a young boy, a young girl, came to you for marriage, the next thing to do, to press your button, is your number public enemy. Any lady who see you that you just come, I'm not going to marry you, when you come to your house, now you open your body to you, is undo you so that you can end your life, as Samson in the Bible. It's not love, it's loss. Today, see many ladies, many boys, before they introduce people to their father and their mother, they already defy each other. And today, you see, you want to bless, and that blessing will permanent, it's not possible. That blessing will not reach anywhere. As a youth, you see, I want to marry, that will be your wife and your husband in future. Please, I think God beg you. Don't know the color of a brazier. Don't know the color of a pint. It's not your business. No. What is interesting you to know is that how to help you to know God. Hey, well, if you don't give me your body, that means you will not marry. Let him go to her. Someone that will marry you, nobody will stop you not to marry you. I had one time many years ago when the light shoot. So this boy came from Port Harcourt. And they work in oil company. That is 2001. This guy had been keeping himself for many years. And this is a test for her. And then, he came to me and said, Daddy, that time no church. That this person says, I want to marry, blah, 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 blah. Oh, that's good. Can I see the person? And through a very young man to Abuja here. They meet in my house. And I pray for two of them. I say, but one condition. Now, make this thing to surely fulfill and to produce a blessed day tomorrow, no sex. Ah, he said, they know. And they know. See, in fact, you don't tell everything. And then you drink a little, fight for life. Everybody finds way. After some days, my daughter just came with a different face. He said, Daddy, as you show her in the Bible, where God says, if you sex with somebody who wants to marry you, that God will have problem with you or God will angry to all, you will miss heaven. I will show you in the Bible. I look at this girl. Me as a show in the Bible. I say, how dare you come to my house telling me? Me as a show in the Bible where God said that if this boy didn't sleep with you, and then if he sleep with you, that you make expire or the marriage will not end well. I say, there's nothing to show in the Bible. I don't tell you. Go ahead. But the end will cry. You say the dirty no go cry. And she left. He gave a body to this young man. Unknown to her, this young man make up his mind. Any lady went and say, come, let me have you, that deny him, that's the person that me go marry. Anybody that give a body to him is a satanic lady. Unknown to this lady. And then he approached, he said, maybe you go marry me. He said, why not? And that's how this young man disfigured this lady. Which is virgin her. He said, if your pastor say you are angel, you know, say you are a demon, then I will not marry you again. If I marry you, decide to sleep with you, and so anybody tomorrow, they will sleep with you. I don't trust you. That's the end of everything. A lady went ahead and married one you boge, where they married themselves today now. After she come to me, say, daddy, is there any deliverance I will conduct for her? I still be delivering alone, my reviver. I don't know whether I don't come married today, I don't know. Because after that, I'm not seeing her again. Youth, I beg you, if for your own good. That area is very, very important. It's something that is good for the nature of the body, as a Mr. Flesh. But you that want to be all right, you don't want to battle what your parents battle in life. You don't want to live your life with all battle of life. Avoid it. Anybody that says, if you don't have sex with you, not marry you, let the person go to hell. It's not your husband. It's Pharaoh. And Pharaoh represents the enemy of God. I beg you, please. Don't look at your age. Look at your tomorrow. So don't use your past to affect your tomorrow. Don't use your tomorrow to affect your future. I pray again for somebody here. May God give you the heart of Christ in Jesus' name. Amen. If you forward in that chapter properly, after she denied that woman, the woman now conspired against him. That lead into prison. Meaning, after the prison, the woman visits Joseph in prison every night. Say, look, I have power to tell my husband to set you free. Are you ready for me now? Because many of you, the person want to marry or you want to marry. After you say, no, I can't do that. It's okay, no problem, you can go. There are some people that are ready for him and you go marry the person. And true, you went ahead and submit. But Joseph never do that. He said, no, I can't sin against God. I cannot. I can't do that. If other people do that, I cannot do it. Say, I am a different person. Say it loud and clear. I will not do what they are doing. Because I have future to fight. Amen. That's what happened to Joseph. Let us see the testimony of Joseph. As he refused to use in past to affect in person, or to use in person to affect in future. What's the testimony? Well, let's quickly to do a Bible reading we read before I came. That's Genesis chapter 50. Let's go to verse 20. Because of time, go to read from verse. If you get home, read them from verse 15 to 20. But you just read only 20 alone. Genesis 50 verse 20.
Genesis chapter 50 verse 20.
Yes.
You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives.
To save many lives. Youth, God created you to save many lives. Sit down. God created you to be helper to many lives. God created you to bring light to the darkness of your father's family. But there are some forces that want to stop it. Let us see the forces now. Luke chapter 19, verse 14. There are some powers. Don't let that dream to surely come to pass. There are some power that say, over their dead body, this goal will not achieve it. So that they'll manipulate you to commit adultery, fornication, or to be stealing, to be telling lies. to be living a rough life, to be doing terrible things. How can youth join bad gang? How can you do kidnappers? You don't think of your tomorrow? Oh, how can you do 419? Today is just many 419 in the town today. They are youth. Who use head to be eating food? Don't lie against education. If you finish school, no work, go and learn work. I have some youth. I'm telling you, hope before God and mind, that they are students. At the same time, they are learning work. Some electric, some tailors, some they repair fridge, some they repair air condition. Anytime there's no work for their paper of the education, they go back to their work they learn. They will never beg for anybody. But to the many youth, they fold their hand. They're looking for the food to fall from heaven. They are making excuse. Bad president, bad president, bad president. Why you not change the president? You can be president of tomorrow. Do something different. Don't do what other people are doing. I pray for one youth here again. You will make different in your family. In the mighty name of Jesus. You can see the enemy set trap. But he escaped the trap. Enemy set coup. You overcome the coup. Enemy already feel the work. He scatter it so they are not prevail against him. Luke chapter 19 verse 14.
Mm-hmm. But his subject hated him and sent a delegation.
There are some power who know your future. Anytime they hear your name, they hear the sound of glory. From that day, they create hatred against you. You don't do anything. They hate you for no reason. I hear someone say, I don't have enemy. You have plenty enemy, you don't know. The only person who don't have enemy in life, there are two people. Can I tell you? Dead man and animal. Animal don't have enemy. No. Goat, no enemy. Do whatever she like and go on his own. Because he have no future. He have no future. And the dead person is already gone. You don't have future again. But as we are alive, we have a future. And I pray, the power in your father who hates you, that will want to rubbish your future to reset your career. Who say your life shall not have meaning to yourself? As I serve God in truth and in spirit, God will bury them alive. In the mighty name of Jesus. Finish it.
But his subject hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, we don't want this man to be our king.
What is the youth reply or what is the letter she returned back to people that want to destroy him? Let us see it. Right, who be that youth? Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ that said they will never allow him to reign over them because they see it from the youth baby as new beginning. Many prophesy against him. It will be this, it will be that. And true, they see the sign of that prophecy. And that some group together say, never, it will not come to pass. If I read the Bible, we're not apostle. Bible says 40 men, they say they will not eat, they will not drink on the keeper. 40 men enter fasting because of one man. Any man or woman that enter fasting on your behalf in order to divide God's glory out of your life. Any man or woman that enter fasting on your behalf in order to useless your life and to make it potent in destiny. By the power of Holy Spirit, God shall bring them alive. In the mighty name of Jesus. Please, you don't have enemy. I don't know what you are saying. You are aware of people who hate you. You tell people, say, I'll be graduated tomorrow. You don't put yourself in a battle of life. Say, what? That means that boy go to school? They say, okay, no problem. Finish your school. Then you would like to start to do a work. But because you are here today, anybody that says your education shall be useless. There is no use him to change the story of your family. That person shall turn to be your messenger. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let us see what Jesus Christ answered them. Verse 27. Immediately he replied and said, you are, I will not fulfill my destiny. I will not renew you. Okay, come here and see what I will do to you. Let us see what Jesus tell them. Let's see what he answered them. Go ahead.
Luke 19:27.
Mm-hmm.
But those enemies of mine, mm-hmm, who did not want me to be a king over them,
yes,
bring them here and kill them in front of me.
That's it. Who talks so?
Jesus Christ.
Why is somebody deceiving you? And, hey, that prayer we are praying. Don't pray. You know, good though, as a child of God. No problem. Child of devil will overcome you. You church to recover face. You better open your mouth and fight for your tomorrow. There are some people, the day you rent house, now just single room, where window no good. And you and cockroach, they make a friend every day. In fact, you don't get a phone, DSF. They hear to don't rent room. From that day, they develop hatred against you. And then you are now folding your hand. Say, Father, please let my enemy live long so that they will sweeter become alive. You don't put more trouble upon yourself. The more they live long, the more your problem increase for you. I pray again, you know, anybody need to die tomorrow morning for your destiny to become brighter than anybody in your family. There will be an announcement, there will be an announcement in heaven. That person shall die in the mighty name of Jesus. Sit down. Sit down. So I beg you because of God, as a youth, the first thing you need to do for God to help you to fulfill your destiny, for God to make your life to become better for your future, is that Joshua 24 verse 15. Go ahead. Joshua 24 verse 15. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Joshua 24 verse 15. It's very important for every youth to make sure to do that and then to put it in practice. Joshua 24 verse 15.
Joshua chapter 24, verse 15.
Yes.
But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve.
That's it. Stop there. Sit down. Go and finish the rest where you get home. Say, choose by yourselves, not by force. Serve God or serve man. Some people are serving man, they don't serve God. Any mistake like this, they run from the church. The only thing I permit you to leave your church where your pastor will teach you the truth of the word of God. Don't leave your church because the pastor will deceive vision. Nobody the pastor will deceive vision, they see truth. I'm telling you the whole truth. Some just they speak brain, not the vision of God. All the pastors said, don't sit there long. God is sent to them to speak the word. So don't leave your church because your pastor needs a vision, or your pastor needs to say, don't sit there long, or need to do miracle. You need to do one person where he get up, wish here, get out, blah, blah, blah. People that are dead. Answer is no. Leave your church because you know your spiritual life. Leave the church because you know help you to know between bad and good. Leave the church because the pastor will not train you up to know what your tomorrow will become in heaven. And then you know teach the word of heaven. What you teach is what of money, 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 money. Bring. So. Bring. Leave that church. Because your FI is very close to you. I'm telling you the truth. You like it or not. Bring. They don't say yesterday night you don't eat any food. If you can't get, you go and stay. If they catch you, you go die. They will kill the pastor. You go say no sense to go and see. But now you say bring. May God make your understanding child in Jesus' name. Please. So make sure that as a youth, you are born to serve God. Two, as a youth, train yourself to hear the voice of God. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 10. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 10. Quickly. When Samuel is a youth, that's where he hears the words of God, not until he becomes adult. Today, how many of you that hear God's voice now? No one. Let's go.
1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord came and stood there calling.
Remove hand for your head, please. Go ahead.
The Lord came and stood there calling as at the other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening.
From the youths,
and hear the voice of God. Can I tell you what you are today hearing? Can I tell you? One, Aulogidiba. Two, Two-Face. Three, Kidnapper. I'm about to call that one. I'm not the other one, where Lily Faith? Where they sing? The band. Now, how can you hear the band? Well, they say they don't band your ear. You can hear the voice of God. As a youth, if you want to hear God's voice, you will hear the music of Holy Spirit. The more is there. There's many of them that sing the gospel of God. Your choir and the church, they have their CD by it. The church we are worshiping, I think they have CD in that church. Buy it and listen to it. Time to time, listen to your pastor message. Many of you are listening to the worldly message. All these people, what do you call them? People to laugh. What do you call their name? Thank you, Colin. Yeah, that's people I listen to. They say, oh, wow, wow, wow. Sometimes they are cursing your pastor. You are laughing at it. It's the same. You cannot hear God's voice. For you to buy your pastor CD, Oyedepo, Olukoya, Baba Oyedeboye, Baba Kumuyi, all the Paul in nature, all the true man of God, buy their CD and listen to their CD. There's something that will say that will pick, that will help your future for you. Now to listen to rubbish thing that will not gain anything. How can you hear God's voice? Well, that you and Satan, you are very close. Today, let me come to everybody's house now. So let me see where you put your CD. Now, what the music occupy everywhere? Abby, can I come to your house? May I come to your house? They do, I cannot go tell you. So if I say, okay, so give me your phone now. Let us check the picture on your phone. If you know, say, I will look at the boy, no good, Abby, I want to call that man himself. He said, I will look at the boy, Abby, I will look at the boy. It is no good. That's not your phone. Do your hand like this. How many of you know that man? I will. I think he ran around 2001, 2002, 2003. And that's ready to die in music that time. Maybe so. How many of you have that man in your phone? Nobody. What are Two-Face? Bobby Brown, Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson. God know your phone. No. May God help us in Jesus' name. All those things, they are enemy of God. Why am I telling you? Start to play music. Worldly, I know them. That time, they asked us to go and sleep by a ground so that spirit of music will give us music every night. Oh, yes. There's many things they asked us to do. Because that's why I thank God for my mother. He said, the day I try it, my enemy will rot mad. You know, asked me to go and play music. That tomorrow I will be a big affair. I should forget those things I'm doing. I'm telling you the truth. That's something I ask you to, if I worry music, that's something you will do every midnight and every 1 o'clock in the night. So that some spirit will come and give you music. And that music will come and sit down, we are dancing. And you see, we are dancing satanic music. Please, throw them away. You see, some Christians want to do the name of their baby. They will play music of Two-Face. Not be Two-Face where you look for Triple again, no. It's a different Two-Face. You don't mix with the different things. That's some other thing he's doing. And you in music, you are killing God in your life. No way you cannot hear God's voice. Please, I think God beg you, listen to the music of Holy Spirit. Please. My little boy, there's a music that brother just released in this church. What the topic is superstar. Anytime I hold my phone, my son will say, Daddy, superstar. Superstar. That I didn't know. Until I tell him, I said, who showed me superstar? Superstar. Okay, you will be a superstar. By grace of God, you will be double superstar. He said, superstar. I go point finger to my phone. My wife contacted me and said, no. That their brother organized a new music that the team is superstar. I said, where? From there, the place for me, I see it. I have big D. You must say, you must show him superstar. Try to make choir. They will give you that music. You buy it. And from this church. Very wonderful music. I don't know why they never launched the cassette for everybody to buy.
May God forgive the choir in Jesus' name. I'm not joking. If I with my phone here, I'll pray for today. You see it. Just a little baby. I have not trained the baby to listen to the word of God. And now he loves to hear the God music. Anytime my children, they mistakenly turn the TV to worldly music, they'll cut it off. I tell them that it's not good. So youth, I beg you. I avoid it. It can bring danger attack to your life. It can affect your tomorrow and your future. Don't die the music of enemy so that God will not be your enemy. Number three, if you want your tomorrow to be alright and your youth to bring a good color, you must learn how to sow a seed. Not somebody force you to do it. For example, Genesis 26 verse 12 to 14. And I give two words, I'll close. Because they give me just 1 hour. Praise the name of the Lord. You can see that the sister now gives signal. Say, Baba, you don't try too much. You don't leave that place. So I will go down now. Just in 5 minutes, I will leave now. Praise the Lord. Genesis 26, verse 12 to 24. Verse 12 to 14.
Genesis chapter 26.
Yes.
From verse 12 to 14.
Yes.
Isaac planted crops in that land, and the same year reaped 100-fold, because the Lord blessed him. The man became rich, and his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy. He had so many flocks and herds and servants that the Philistines envied him.
That's it. Youth started now. If you don't have money to be so easy, nobody somebody force you. You that on your own. Isaac is a youth. Like do that time, Abraham is not alive. Abraham is already dead. Sarah is dead. Nobody tell him on his own. You know what is good for him? That you cannot do for God what God will do for you. I know God I serve. I do the same thing where I'm in my former church. Even though they laugh at me, but today I'm laughing at them. There's somebody here today, all those that are laughing at you today, thing will turn around, is you that will laugh at them tomorrow. Amen. If the amen shout the better amen. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. That I know how money to sow a seed, but I use my body to sow it to my Father in the Lord. I wash in car, I leave the church, I go to his house, I wash in everything that connect to him. Everything that connect to him, I'll make him clean. In the church, the only one I can do, I do it. Only me alone, I joined 9 units in that church. And I do it perfectly. One day, he just called me in the morning. Say, Murphy, your tomorrow shall be alright. And your future will be bright. That as a no human being, can you use people to sweep all the dust for the ground. Your prosperity will not be sweeping away from you. And who hates you, God will hate them. That who loves you, God will love them. My Father and the Lord, that's all. And also, follow me to today. I'm still enjoying my present. I never enter the future. By the time I enter the future, I will see him everywhere. That I will say, you know me. That I will say, you know me. I say, I don't know you. Praise the Lord. So I beg because of God. Protect your future. It's very, very important. So there's something you need to do. You know how many to sow seed, you are not working. Try to use your body. Join choir. Don't join choir to come and be a big man. Don't join choir that you are too big to control. Don't join choir that if your leader tell you anything, you frank face. Every time I give you condition, give you excuse, you can't get anything in life. Be a choir that submit to the leader and that is there for choir to grow, not to go and kill the choir. And if you don't like choir, there's many youth in the church. That where you get there, because of you, the place you can't grow and be wider and better. If you do that, your tomorrow will be alright. So when I pray for somebody today, that God will see you in Jesus' name. Amen. Lastly, that this one, let it be key in your hand. That it's something you need to avoid so that your future will be bright. That is Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 to 17. Proverbs chapter 6. Please, this one right in the back of your heart. Don't let it out of you. Something you need to avoid complete so that your youth will not be troubled for your tomorrow. Proverbs 6, 16 to 17.
Proverbs chapter 6, from verse 16 to 17.
Go ahead.
There are 6 things the Lord hates.
How many things? Youth, how many things?
Six things.
Youth, are you adult? How many things?
Six
Who hate it? Pastor Murphy, Uncle Murphy, Brother Murphy, Ian Murphy. So it's that thing. God, not me now. Oh yeah, let's listen to what God hates now. Let's go.
There are six things the Lord hates.
Mm-hmm.
Seven that are detestable to him.
Yes.
Haughty eyes, a lying tongue.
Haughty. How many of you know the meaning of haughty eyes? Youth, especially ladies. Ladies, how many ladies in the house? Beautiful ladies in the house. Ladies, no, boys, no, no. That's one, no problem for that one. That's a common level of ladies. How many ladies are here? Maybe youth. What do you know of that? Do you know the way to do that eyes? Do you know the meaning? Do you know the meaning? They are pretending here. Okay, sister, come like this. Come like this. Hey, sister, do you know the meaning? Everybody see me. God forgive them. One, the way they're looking at you. Now some youth, especially ladies, let them do mistake and correct them. They take eye, lift your leg up and knock your hair on the ground. Boys, do you understand what I mean? How many of you expect something like that before? From ladies. Boys, before you born again, how many of you get a girlfriend before? I mean, don't lie now. This is a practical something. Before you born again, you don't born again now. I'm one of you that have girlfriend before. When you are collecting for something, do you know, remember, I take a look at you? Or whether you enter a bus, you sit down in one place. Whether mistakenly, that lady, you two are printed like this, my lady, where they here. And your clothes, whether you can't look like me, you are no fine at all. Now your body can't touch your body. Jesus of Nazareth. Do you take a look at you? You like make a window open and jump out. That is it's a sin before him. Because that eyes, God will make the world to blind. He give eyes to read Bible. No give eyes to abuse human being. May God help you in Jesus' name. Good. And as I'm reading again, he said, I they take and snap somebody's husband. They know how to monitor somebody and target somebody. Whether a young boy like that in the school too, whether in the room, in the class, they just, every time, they know the time where your eyes will come to their side. They take eyes and say, I'm available, come to me. That eyes, you see, disappear overnight. That eyes, you possibly need to see good things till you die. Don't do like that. That eye is for the glory of God. May God help us in Jesus' name. There are some people who use eyes to communicate. Am I speaking at all? Whether they're in the class, they're reading, will just look at themselves. They must say, let them meet outside. And too true. You just before 5 minutes, they don't disappear. The next thing, well, brother, they don't commit fornication adultery. May God deliver that eyes in Jesus' name. Yeah. These words are not born again. Before I was saying, people enter the eyes. But now I don't born again. Shout hallelujah. So, oh yeah. Number two.
Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood.
A lying tongue, liar. Remember, Apostle chapter 5. Verse 1 to 11. Wife and husband who lie in place of Peter. What happened? God killed them. Remember, he used Samson in the Bible. Maybe Samson, my son. Samson in the Bible. Who lied to his parents? By Delilah. Study it very well. When a few are teaching that verse, you don't know what he called the death of Samson. He said, he told his father, say, when I tell him that. Don't mind that family because they are evil. He said, Mama, I know them. He didn't know Delilah. He said, I know them. And the mother and father do what? Relax. What happened? They removed two eyes. Now that eye is Delilah. Now they fell removed first. That's why I warn you, where you are to commit fornication. Now you're eating the same dining table. What do they do? You are saying, I come somebody husband, somebody wife. God looking at you. The day you don't sleep, you wake up, the eye don't close. Now you're caught by yourself. May God forgive in Jesus' name. Lie tongues. Lie to Satan, no be. Today, many ladies, that's why they cry today. Some boy that lie to deceive them. When you just say, this lady don't like truth. I don't try, don't like truth. Now deceive this lady. My father. Now he began uncle, sister, brother to good luck, Jonathan. That my grandmother, now they control many companies in Nigeria and Lagos and Apasha Road. You know, the lady go say, Jesus of Nazareth, God don't answer in prayer. You know, saying a liar, now they lie to it. You know, before anything happened, don't pregnant. He said, I don't know you're not for my life. So if you never started, liars. Lady two, they're very good in lie. They used to see their neighbor as their mother. I know many of them. Hallelujah. They will bring boyfriend, come with them to my day and say, that is my mother. And they want to do the funny one. Yeah, Sheshi. Good afternoon. I'm here. That's when you go no say, don't take him lie. He said, you are welcome. Is it that your baba? He said, yes. She better tune on my mother. If your mother dry, your mother is your mother. If your mother fat, your mother is your mother. Local, international, your mother is your mother. May God forgive in Jesus' name. Stop telling lies. Oh yeah, number three. Don't share innocent blood. I know some you today. If you see me being a cunt, the abortion don't do. They don't keep 30 girls, 30 boys in their womb. Some really don't do 30 abortion. 30. Some no remember again. You say, Daddy, if you make I can't. You go reach 100 though. Bible says, who kill by sword, he shall die by sword. Meaning, no one say they will kill you the way he die. Your goodness will go far from you. And then prosperity will go far from you. It will suffer in life. Unless you want to go quick and change and correct your way, and God to have mercy on you. Please, I beg because of God. Many of you carry go and shoot somebody, bam, 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 in the name of somebody's property. Hey, your suffering is ahead. Don't ever allow to kiss somebody. Don't do abortion. Mistakenly, if you don't listen to my message, you go pregnant. Keep the baby. It can be governor of tomorrow. It can be Moses of tomorrow. Than to come and murder innocent girl or innocent boy. May God help us in Jesus' name. If my mother murdered me that time, you go know me today. Don't murder any baby you're pregnant. So that God will go murder a future. May God help us in Jesus' name. Go ahead and tell them. You don't finish. Good. So go and study the verse very well. So I will see all the seven where God hits. Praise the name of the Lord. So in Bible, cut and short. So go and study it. There are six in number. Everything is there. You should not be a fake witness. Everything is there. So I beg you because of you. Don't commit adultery. Everything is there. So may God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, that's very good to youth. It will give your life to Christ. For example, Bible says, whatever is our righteousness, we must far from it. 1 John chapter 5 verse 17. Is it there? Quickly. 1 John chapter 5 verse 17. So anything that is unrighteousness, far from it. Print your mouth. Ladies, see all of you here now. See your face looking good. Looking very beautiful. I don't see men paint their face. Ladies, I don't see men put mistake here. You don't see men like that. That's when you call it Alijanu, not man again. You don't finish. Since a woman, in one face, they put seven powder. Because of a woman being, because of a boy, not because of another person, boy. In one face, seven powder. By the time you come be 50, the face will come like this. Hold, it will be like a monkey own. Because when in the youth, you don't take powder, switch everything. You say, you call something foundational powder. And you will pay against foundation, we put off your face again. May God help you in Jesus' name. You are correct foundation. Now you are put value again in your face. Say, man of God, I beg you alone. Let me put it on my face again. How can you get deliverance? Why are you not helping me? May God help that face in Jesus' name. There are some ladies who give themselves two noses. God give them one nose, they put an attachment another nose again. How? Like buy what they call this thing? And put for their nose. That they don't get three noses. That some lady God give them 2 years, they put another four on. You see here, they put another hole and put some, what are you doing? It's a curse. All those things were not before. Born again, you can't do that. Leave your face alone. Make yourself good. Buy fine powder. Not to buy some powder. Not to buy foundational powder. That's a powder, that's a powder. That where you put for your face will say you are welcome. What matter that attract God to give good husband is a good character. I'm not good for that one today. Now for the next meeting, you will hear that one. It's not your face to be like a masquerade that will attract a good man to you. What your face bring, that husband will come to your way. If your face be like a masquerade, you too go marry a gentleman. May God help you in Jesus' name. So be careful what you put for your face. Please, can you show us? Can you finish it?
First John chapter 5 verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
All wrongdoing is sin.
And what do you hear now? Say it again. Can you finish it?
All wrongdoing is sin, and there is sin that does not lead to death.
The Bible, and I mean the Bible. Go to the Bible, get to a ministry. Now my father, now choir, now organizer this program. All wrongdoing is a sin. You know it. You that lady pride. Nobody cannot insult. Other people insult them. You abuse everybody. You want to kill yourself before your time. Please, humble yourself and respect those who deserve respect. You see somebody in the letter of shake grace now. Let's go straight. Somebody just hurt him. Oh, Jesus of Nazareth. Say, hey. Let's all leave that one side, though. Now I'll show you my crazy now. Sister, your pastor is coming. It's which pastor? A pastor in the church, not in the street. But if you come to church, you go very humble and kind. But in the house, my tiger and lion. And you're looking for a good husband. No, you go marry capital. Because a man like you go marry to where go beat you seriously. It's not good. Let us change our way. As a youth, you don't know who's a helper there. Well, you can't sit still, tear your cloth. You believe helper, say, you don't do nothing, never do. Pa, pa, pa. Ah, this one, your helper will just cease. You just cease. That sing the choir to sing, but they're not singing since many years now. My helper, oh, my help. Come and see youth. They say, God, God, have my help me. But you don't help yourself. May God help us in Jesus' name. So every wrong thing is what? It's sin. Stand on your feet now, everybody. You want to clap, you clap. You want to do that. So, amen. By grace of God, we meet another. This youth, just give this one away. So, I'm not prepared for it, but the few we're here may be good for you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, from church here, I'm going to prepare the message because I have many programs before this program. But I think the only few I give to you is okay for you. Make I continue. You don't do. Shout hallelujah. You don't. So don't worry. So that if I waste your time, next time you're not going to like to come again. So let me give you a few times so that next time you'll gather again. The next time you're not going to be 1 hour, people give to me. I don't like 1 hour. People know that one. I don't like 1 hour. Because I'm talking of youth here. So anybody that on earth, then I make a day for your house. Anybody want your future to be bright, you go waste time in the house of God. Now only one day, use that day to get something that money cannot buy. That will do your good for life and forever. The place you are going, what else do you not call you that place? It's only house of God, your guarantee, our protection, secure. So I beg you, if you go to the house of God, don't ever hurry to go anywhere. May God help you in Jesus' name. Is there any youth here that are never born again? Well, it's very important to do so now. Because the Bible says in Proverbs 28 verse 13 that whosoever refuses to confess his sin, whatever she do in life, it shall not succeed. That he that confess, that God will forgive and have mercy on him. So therefore, all eyes clear, please. Close your eyes. If there's any youth here, today can be another beautiful day for your life. And your salvation will be guaranteed. Your tomorrow shall be secure. Wherever you are, don't lay hand on your chest. And begin to confess all your sin to Jesus Christ. Whatever you know you do that's not good. Quickly. I'm seeing one person, I see two persons there. Please, quickly, don't deceive yourself. When you got present, I want to give a lot of Christ. Thank you. God bless you. I see another brother there now. So quickly, that you want to give a lot of Christ. that Jesus Christ, I know from my youth, I don't waste my youth. I don't live a reckless life. I don't live a terrible life. I don't live a bad life. I don't live a life that has no meaning. Life that cannot guarantee my future. Jesus Christ, I'm here now. I'm sorry. Daddy, I am sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm still alive. I'm saying it. We need to confess unto God. All you have done that is bad, that is terrible, that is not good. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Go ahead and tell Jesus. If you lay a hand on your chest, can you take a boldness and come to the front now? Please, come out, come out, come out. Come out now. When you place your hand on your chest, can you come out? We are welcome. Please, don't deceive yourself. If you know, put a hand on your chest. Come out. That's right. That's right. So don't deceive yourself. Now, for your own good, money cannot buy salvation. Don't play the game with God. It's very dangerous. You cannot lie in God's presence. It's terrible. So please, if everybody is here, don't deceive yourself. God is looking at you. You know better than you think you are. Come and give your life to Jesus Christ, not to a man, to God alone. So as we just come here now, we need to commit ourselves to Jesus. Thank God everything that Christ is not good. That is evil. Say you are sorry. Let God have mercy and forgive you. Go ahead, go ahead. Go ahead and tell him now. Tell him. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Holding nothing.
Confess it to God, please. Thank God, everything. One soul that went for God, the whole angel, they are just in heaven. Go ahead and tell God that this is what I did. Oh, there's nobody with me, that I'm alone. Many of you used to want to insult others. Beloved, today you need to come out and give that to Christ. Because you are a youth, don't use today and destroy your future. Many of you that don't have faith again in Christ, you are a sinner. Talk to God right now. Talk to him, talk to him. Men that drink alcohol, smoking. Many of you that already commit adultery, fornication, that you will never come for altar of God for wedding. If you are there, I beg you, run to this front. Don't deceive yourself that you know right away where you are, you already commit adultery or fornication of somebody else. And then you will never join to go in the altar of God. You are a sinner. If you are deceiving yourself, you are not deceiving me. It's for your own good. The anger of God will drop from you so that the day of danger, God will have mercy on you. Talk to him, talk to him. It's all right. In Jesus' name we pray. You that sure of your salvation, it's better to lie to man than to lie to God. Remember, if you lie to God, there's no forgiveness for it. If you sure of your salvation, throw your hand to these people that come out now. Begin to pray for them. Pray for their tomorrow and their future. They will not miss their tomorrow and they will not miss their future. Their life shall not be miserable. They shall end their life very good. Their life shall be bright. Their future shall be alright. So hand and pray for them quickly. Pray for them. With all your heart. They will never fall again. They will never backslide again. From today, God shall hold them strong. And God shall draw them to the kingdom of heaven. At the end of their, life, they will not miss heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. You that stand in the front, congratulations. Say after me, say, Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. Say, I come unto you. Forgive all my sin. I know I sin against you. Lord, let your blood cleanse anything I've done that is evil in your sight. And give me a new life. I give me a new heart. Jesus, write my name in the book of life. And let me write in the book of air. And book of devil, it shall be removed. I'm writing a book of life. Thank you because you've forgiven me. And I promise you, from today, bye-bye to sin. And I will not go back to the world again. I'll follow you to the end of my life. In Jesus' name, we pray. That I commit your children to mighty hand. Daddy, as it's written in Luke 22, you pray for Peter, so that Satan will not have it for himself. Daddy, pray for your children in the mighty name of Jesus. The reason why they fall all the time, but please help them to live from that area in the mighty name of Jesus. And they come to you today, you promise Anyone that come to you, will not cast them away. According to your promise, fulfill their life in the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive all their sin and write the book of life. From today, they will join miracle without no prayer. They will join blessing without no prayer. Because Jesus Christ will be praying for you and intercedes for you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Jam your hand together for Christ for the sake. I'd like to see people tomorrow after service. You can see me one in one. Go back to your seat. God bless you. Please, you can do better than that. You can jump for that. You can do better than that. Amen. For 5 minutes, who your partner? For 5 minutes, face to face. Two hands. Okay. Two, sister. People, they here. This is a youth program. That's right. Face to face, that's right. I see somebody carry baby there. This will not be baby program, or not youth program. I see somebody carry baby. Let the person go and find the other side. Now youth program, not be baby, not be mama program. I told you yesterday, sir, every mama should stay at home. That's what I see yesterday. Sometimes I see some baba here too. We don't matter where girl became. May God forgive them in Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. Now you pray for that brother. We pray for that. Please, you still have a youth in the house. I see your sister, there's no partner for you to hold. Okay, the guy hold up Baba there. That's a prophecy that you will marry this year. That's a prophecy. Hold up Baba. If you can hold two of them, very good. That means your husband will come very fast. Shout hallelujah. Now one man, no be two man. Praise the Lord. All right. Pray for the person like this. Say, I speak to your life. You will not know shame. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray for that fellow. You will never know shame in life. In Jesus' name we pray. Second prayer, go like this. Say, like father, like mother. In your life, they are waiting for your tomorrow. Or put it by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray for that fellow. Like father, like mother. In every area of somebody's life. That's waiting for it to manifest. Or put it by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, battle of life. Assigned to damage your destiny. If not be God's intervention, Joseph will die in prison. Why? The battle of life. The battle of life Joseph escaped is one that removed the eyes of Samson. The battle of life that make Peter the head of the disciple is one that make Judah to commit suicide. The battle of life that make Esther to find favor in the sight of the king, that make Jezebel to die like animal. If you not pray it out, he's waiting for tomorrow. Some people, battle of life waiting for them. Immediately just get married. They'll say, oh, I don't know. See, mine is like this. They will run away back to their father's house. It will not be a portion in Jesus' name. Yeah. Whatever I make you to marry and to turn to single, I say I get in somebody's life. Yeah. Say, battle of life. Assigned well destiny. Scatter in the mighty name of Jesus. Scatter by fire! Scatter! In Jesus' name, so shall it be.
While your owner, two prayer points, and I'll leave this place. You shout like this. Say, I speak to my life.
I shall reign over my enemy.
I shall reign over my family members. Say, I speak to my life.
I shall reign
over all my enemies.
I shall reign
over my family members. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray that prayer. I shall reign. Physically, spiritually, mentally, financially, mentally, I shall never leave behind in life. Never. In my marriage, I shall reign. In my calling, my child, I shall reign. Pray that prayer very well. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Because the organizer will not give me time. That's why I don't feel he's upon those who miss it. God give a colorful destiny. As a youth, Rube, there are many. There are some ladies that people don't know their name. As a youth, this only daughter of Jacob, he missed it. That if I mention your name today, certain is the point you make me to abuse your time because I give 1 hour. So you shout like this to yourself. If you love yourself, you pray. If you don't love yourself, don't pray. Say, as a youth, I will never miss it in life. This prayer point, I beg you, pray it every day for 10 minutes for yourself. Say, as a youth, in the name of Jesus, I shall never.